Hey, I'm Jennifer Hurwitz, and welcome to Doing Relationships Right. Raw, authentic, and insightful, this podcast is a no-bullshit look at all things relationships. The good, the not-so-good, and the what-the-hell-was-that. No worries, I've gotcha, and we'll figure it all out together without taking ourselves too seriously here on Doing Relationships Right. Are you frustrated with online dating? Confused by all the new apps and fancy dating sites? Do you find yourself choosing the wrong person again and again? Well, studies show that hiring a dating coach can maximize your online dating experience. So no worries, I've got you. And I've created a virtual course called Doing Dating Right. It's a 5-video series that you can complete at your own pace in your own space, right at home. How to write your online dating bio, pick that perfect picture, and so much more. Want more info? Go to my website at jenniferhurwitz.com. Again, it's jenniferhurwitz.com. Good morning, good morning. This is Doing Relationships Right. I'm Jennifer Hurwitz. I'm your host every single Tuesday. Take a deep breath, y'all. Take a deep breath, because today we are talking about penises. And I'm thrilled. I can't even believe it, because I've never had a guest on my show that is like Jeff Abraham. Did I say that right, Jeff?
Yes.
I did. Awesome. He's the CEO of Absorption Pharmaceuticals. And the thing he has is called, it's called Promescent. Did I say it right?
You said it exactly right.
Thank God, Promescent. I did it right. Okay. So it's the leading sexual wellness company. That's what we've got here. And Jeff, I'm just going to let you tell everybody what your product does. Can we start there?
Certainly.
Let's do it.
We have a number of sexual wellness products, but our signature product, the one that we built the company on before we expanded and went into female products and other male products, but the absolute signature product, the foundation of the company, is called Promescent Delay Spray.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. And the way that it works, and there have been delay sprays prior to us. There have been other products like SSRIs, which are serotonin reuptake inhibitors, depression drugs, which allow men to last longer. But the real difference with us is we don't have harmful side effects. I call them the cane family of products, benzocaine, lidocaine, prilocaine, stuff that had preceded us. They had the desired effect of allowing you to last longer, but it was because you were so numb. I tell people you could have dropped a cinder block on your penis and not felt anything. You know what I mean? Yes. You were completely numbed. And then even worse for the female, it transferred to her and she was numb also. So I used to tell people, you might as well go take a spin class. You might as well go take an aerobics class or, a Zumba class, because everybody's moving, everybody's sweating, but no one's receiving pleasure or intimacy.
Right.
So Dr. Ronald Gilbert, who was the founder, my neighbor, good friend, doctor, everything, that's how I got into this. He literally was a urologist. So people would come to him with prostate issues. He had many different solutions. They would come to him, with incontinence issues, with ED. He had Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, et cetera. They would come to him with PE and he'd go, well, either you want to be completely numb and not feel anything, or you want to take an SSRI and have dry mouth, nausea, loss of libido, suicidal thoughts. I go, excuse me, I'd rather have PE. So there really weren't a lot of good, alternatives.
Okay.
So he got together with an inorganic PhD chemist by the name of Dr. Tony Capomaccio. Mm-hmm. And they developed a eutectic formula, which changes the crystalline structure of lidocaine. So lidocaine in its pure form is a solid. It's a crystal. It sits on the surface of your skin. Okay. That's why it numbs you completely and it transfers to your female partner.
Gotcha.
So this eutectic formula, which we developed and patented, it allows lidocaine to penetrate the dermis or stratum corneum, the outer layer of the skin, so it goes into the fatty tissue underneath. So a man has a much higher degree of surface sensitivity and it doesn't transfer to the female partner.
Oh, look at you.
That is literally, in a nutshell, what makes us better, what makes us different. That's the differentiator.
Okay.
And only we can have it because we patented it. And it took a lot of work to develop it.
It's amazing.
But it's absolute brilliance. And it's funny how such a subtle change can make such a huge difference.
Absolutely.
And go ahead.
Well, I watched the video with Dr. Gilbert before. Yes. I was talking to you a little bit. And he also said something really cool about it, was that it has the delay, but it gives you the pump or whatever it is gives you the exact dosage so you can't mess it up?
Yeah, there's a meter dose spray bottle. unlike a tube or a cream or something where you squirt something out, right. It's a meter dose spray bottle. So you get the exact same amount each time. And we have people that literally will tell us, if I use three, I literally last a little bit too long and okay. I cross the threshold from pleasure to pain. You know what I mean? Like you're trying to pleasure your partner, not punish them. You know what I mean?
Right,
so
exactly.
It's so funny when you talk to people, because everyone's got their own little recipe, you know, like if it's like a weeknight and we got to get up early, whatever, I use two sprays. If it's, you know, a weekend and we have, you know, the kids are away, you know, whatever, then we use three because we know we have, I'm like, oh God, too much information.
No,
you know
it's not though. Like, it's great though. It's great. It's a game changer. This is a game changer.
No, it's excellent. And it gives people the amount of control. And what I tell people is, you know, it's really strange because there's a lot of old wives' tales out there and, you know, comedians always joke about two pump chumps and, you know, all these things. And there's been this scenario and this kind of feeling that a man who prematurely or rapidly ejaculates doesn't want to pleasure his partner, is, you know, narcissistic, doesn't have the mental strength. Trust me, after doing this for 10 years and talking to people, there's nothing a man who prematurely ejaculates wants more than to pleasure his woman.
Absolutely.
There's nothing he wants more than to last long enough to give his partner intense, strong orgasms as well as himself. Right. And the one thing to keep in mind is sometimes people go, oh, this is a male problem. No.
No.
Because if a man rapidly or prematurely ejaculates, he still ejaculates. Okay. The woman's like, excuse me, I'm over here. What about me? You know, like, and then you always see the, when they have the advertisements, the guy's sitting on the edge of the bed with his head in his hands, and the female's like, oh, don't worry. You know what I mean?
You're fine. But then she's mad. She's in another room going,
yeah, because,
damn it.
You know, intimacy is about reckless abandonment. It's about pleasure. It's about feeling the moment and feeling the pleasure. And the coping mechanisms that a lot of men use are, think about baseball scores, think about their grandmother, think about anything to take the focus off of pleasure. You know what I mean?
Right.
There's not a man on the planet at one point in his life or another, whether it's in his younger days or older days, because sometimes it's very prevalent in younger people because their first experience, the sexuality, they don't know that point of no return. They don't know when you get that inevitability factor, you know?
Sure.
And then a lot of men as they age have it as well because of prostatitis, lower testosterone. So there's not limited to, but there's four or five different physiological reasons, hypersensitivity, the penile nerve. So there's a lot of reasons why. So don't, a man can prematurely ejaculate from a physical standpoint. So don't look at it as he doesn't want to please his partner. He doesn't care. He's not mentally strong. And I tell people, why is it that no one ever looks down on a diabetic who takes insulin? Why is it that no one ever goes, a cancer patient shouldn't take chemo, he should cure it with his mind? Because it doesn't happen. There are a lot of physiological reasons why this takes place.
Absolutely.
We need to encourage people. And one of the things is, this is a couple's issue, okay? We need to get out of the mindset that all everyone's concerned about is their own orgasm, okay?
Agree. Thank
we
you for saying that.
Communicate.
Thank you.
We need to focus on pleasure. And I tell people, don't just focus on the orgasm. Enjoy the journey, okay? Number one, over 50% of women generally do not climax during vaginal intercourse. So if your goal is that, you're pretty much setting yourself up for disappointment right off the bat. Enjoy the pleasure. Enjoy the entire process, okay? From, you know, foreplay to hugging to kissing to afterplay, everything. And I tell men that suffer with rapid or early ejaculation that one of the best things to do, and I coined a little phrase, is I say, put one in the bank. And they go, what does that mean? I said, give your partner an orgasm prior to commencing with intercourse or whatever. Yeah. And that way, you're not sitting there going, oh my God, I hope I last long enough that she has an orgasm.
Yeah, it takes the anxiety off.
Takes the stress off. Yeah. Anxiety and intimacy are two completely separate emotions, and they should never, ever be in the same conversation. Okay.
But they are. You have to, I know we have to talk about that because it says that, you know, like eliminating anxiety from intimacy is one of your taglines. And I love that. That was my favorite.
Absolutely. That's our whole goal.
Yes.
Get the anxiety out so that you can enjoy yourself.
Yes.
If you're anxious, you're so focused on whatever it is that's causing the angst that you're not in the moment. You're not present.
Absolutely.
If you're not present, your partner perceives it as you're not into them.
Right.
And then I call it the layering effect. Oh, he's not into me. Therefore, I better not be too into him. Then he's going, you're not into me. And then literally you have couples that go, neither one of us care for one another. And that's not the case.
Right.
But they allow these things to layer and build up. And I tell people, they go, oh, you know, what are some of the best sexual, you know, hints and what are the best things you can do? And I go, communicate. Communicate.
Oh, yeah.
I talk to people, literally, both husbands and wives and, you know, partners that have been in a relationship for 8 years, 10 years, in some cases 20 years, and the guy has had severe PE the entire time, and I'll talk to the wife. What have you guys used to address this prior? Well, nothing. We've never really talked about it.
Oh.
I'm like, excuse me? I you know, because I'm a very communicative person, even prior to running this business. And I took the most circuitous route ever to run a sexual wellness company. I owned a semiconductor engineering business, okay? And then I transitioned to this, okay? I'm like, oh my God, because my next door neighbor started, I had retired early. You know? And so one thing led to another. But I tell people that I've always been the type of person that I felt, and it's not just on a sexual or relationship level, communication, whether it's siblings, whether it's mother, daughter, father, son, whether it's coworkers, friends, anything, communication is the key. If you're with your partner and you're intimate and they're doing something you don't like, don't sit there and go, oh God, he's doing that again. I hate that. Say, you know,
you
might have had partners in the past that really enjoyed that. You know what I mean? But for me, that's something not only do I not enjoy, I don't like.
Right.
Or instead of going, I wish he or she would do this, say, you know what I really like? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. This, you know, take the ego out of it. You know what I mean? Like, oh my God, if I tell him something different, he'll realize he's not the best lover who ever walked the planet.
Why do you think, is it just, there's just, what is it? What? Why can't people just say it?
I'll be honest with you. You want my opinion. I'll tell
you. Yes, I do. That's why you're here, Jeff. That's why you're here.
The most fragile substance on earth.
Agree.
Male ego. It's a male ego. It's because every man has to feel that he's Tarzan. Every man has to feel that he's a porn star. And but it cracks me up because every man doesn't have to feel like he's the fastest runner. Every man doesn't feel like he's the highest jumper. Every man doesn't have to feel he has the greatest bench press. But when it comes to sex, there's a vulnerability. And there's this feeling that if you're not earth-shattering, then you're less than. And you know what I tell people? Leave your ego. Check it at the door. Partner on giving your or you know, focus on giving your partner the most intense and largest number of orgasms possible because you're paying it forward. One thing, if you really focus on your partner, they will treat you like Gandhi. Oh, he's the most caring person ever on planet Earth. Oh, he focuses on me. Oh, my God. In reality, you're just assuring yourself that you're going to have a lot of very good orgasms because your partner's going to go, whoa, I'm going to make sure I take care of him because he takes care of me.
Right.
And you get the benefit of being selfless. And in reality, you're just making sure that you're taken care of. You know what I mean? So, hey, I'm all
for that. It's a win-win. Okay, yeah. So I have a question. I have a lot of questions. I've been taking notes. You can't see me, but I've been taking notes. Okay, the orgasm gap.
Yes.
Did we already talk about that, but I just didn't know?
No, we didn't.
What is it? Explain to me.
The orgasm gap is widely known in urological and other medical communities. And let's step out of the realm of PE. Let's talk about normal, healthy male and female sexuality.
Okay.
The average man, normal, average, healthy male lasts 5 minutes and 42 seconds of actual penetration or thrusting. Okay.
Okay.
The average female takes over 18 minutes to climax of penetration and thrusting. So
in heterosexual
relationships,
okay,
there is a defined gap that exists.
Okay,
so that's why guys go, I'm the master of cunnilingus. That's why there's 7 trillion vibrators in the world. That's why guys start, switch positions, think about baseball scores. Every man in the world at one point or another is going, oh my God, I hope she doesn't go reverse cowgirl. I can't last in that position. Oh my God, I hope she doesn't get, oh my God, I hope she doesn't want doggy style. I can't last in that position. Oh my God, I hope that we stay missionary because I can last in that position.
Right.
That's the arousal gap. And I will tell you this, that when a man is with a new partner, he tends to, no matter what his normal IELT, which is inter-ejaculatory latency time is, no matter what it is, it's less than when you're with a new partner.
Absolutely.
Because instead of going, I do this, she does this, we roll over, we do this, it's
you're
new.
Cracking me up.
It's not a routine. So right. It adds to the
excitement. Yes.
If a man has not had sex in a period of time, he's likely to have a quicker trigger because of the buildup. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And because of the lack of release prior. Okay. So even if you don't suffer chronically with PE, it's nice to know in certain situations that you have that insurance policy, you know?
Absolutely.
And a lot of our users will say, I don't use it all the time, but there are certain times when I want that insurance. And I use the analogy, you go, well, I live in a pretty safe neighborhood. I don't really see a lot of fires here. It's, you know, relatively moist and wet, you know, but if all of a sudden your house is burning down, it's too late to put insurance on it. Okay.
You can't call
the insurance company after it's burnt down. Go, hey, I want to insure this house.
Yes.
Wait, there's a bunch of ashes. Yeah. But can I insure it? Yeah. You can insure it for 29 cents, not the $2 million worth before it burned down, you know? So I tell people that if all of a sudden you're with a brand new partner, and a minute and a half in, you're like, oh my God, I'm about to ejaculate. You can't reverse it.
Right,
okay.
No, you can't. Right.
So it's a nice situation to have this insurance policy. But we don't say we're the end all do all. When you go to our site, and I was criticized first because people go, is that a university educational site or you're trying to sell product? And I go, listen, we believe that the more information you have, the more research you do, the more roads lead to us. Because number one, we have pharmaceutical grade ingredients. We manufacture under pharmaceutical grade conditions. Okay. Our products are patented. We do validation runs, you know, and we have a medical advisory board that is absolutely second to none. We have Dr. Wayne Hellstrom, who's the president of the International Society of Sexual Medicine. He's on our advisory board. Wow. We have Dr. Larry Levine, who's the chief of urology at Rush Memorial Hospital. We have Fayel Safi. We have Rachel Rubin. You know, we have...
You're not messing around here.
No, we're not messing around. Mm-mm. We have Emily Morse, you know, Sex with Emily.
I love her. She went to my high school.
No.
Yes, she did. I'm from Detroit. I love her. She's from my high school. But we've never been... I want to be on her podcast. We should do a little, you know...
I'll tighten you
tell
up.
Tell her I say hi. Tell her
and
I say hi.
And I are really, really good friends, okay?
Oh, tell her I say hello.
She is wonderful.
Have
you ever met her? Have you ever seen her?
You know what's funny? She, we're a year apart, but she dated a good friend of mine.
In high school. After we get off, you got to give me the G2 on this. I'll be talking to her later today so I can go, hey, I ran into someone from your past. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's so funny. She's a great girl. And her brother.
She is wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, first time I met her, because we had been dealing like for 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
I met her in person. She's like 4'11", about 85 pounds.
She's this big.
She is miniature.
I told her,
I was going back to Summerlin. She goes, you know, I really need a trip to Summerlin. I go, I'll throw you in my overhead bin. You know what I mean? Come on. You know,
I'll put you in my pocket.
She has so much personality and
she's
so much strength for someone so tiny, but she's genuine.
Well, it's the Jewish in her. It's a chutzpah.
That's
She's got moxie like me.
She's got moxie.
That's what we got,
and,
moxie.
And, you know, we've become really good friends.
Oh, good.
She's on her advisory board. Dr. Laura Berman, Dr.
Love
Ian
her.
Turner.
Love her.
You know,
yes.
And people are like, how in the world did you get all those people? And I go,
those are some great people.
They're great people. I go, we have products that work, and they're not, and I wish I was kidding when I said this, but we compete with products like deer antler extract, bull testicle derivative, you know, shark fin, you know, some of these people making stuff in their garage, you know, that kind of stuff. And one of the hardest things for me when I took over this company, one of the reasons I did what I did was getting this advisory board of top-notch physicians so that people would go, this isn't one of those other companies. I have to check this out. These guys are serious. We are serious because sex is serious.
I agree.
Intimacy is serious. It's a huge part of life. It makes or breaks relationships, okay? So we take this very seriously. And we were founded by a physician who took his responsibility very seriously. Dr. Gilbert, unfortunately, is not with us anymore. But this company is literally in his image and in his honor, okay? So it's very important that we do things ethically and we do things right. So we've had tremendous boosts from the medical community.
I have a question. So let's talk about this for a minute. A lot of men, now I want to say a lot, some men are embarrassed, like the embarrassment factor of the whole, this whole, like, you know, they don't want to take the pill. They hide. I've had actually like.
Well, let's be honest. The majority. Yeah. You don't have to say not.
Okay,
a lot.
I don't want to hurt anyone. I'm not
politically correct. I'm honest. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. You say it.
Men who use anything, the first thing they ask is, "I don't want anyone to know I'm using."
Right. So my question
is correct.
Okay. Right. So like, here's my thing. I mean, I've been with someone for 5 years, so I'd be like, just squirt that, but just do it. You know, I'm talking about everything, and we don't give a shit. But I guess my two-part question: how do we stop that? And what do you suggest people do with this? I mean, you know what I'm saying? If co-parenting during a pandemic taught us anything, it's that you need proof your kids are safe. With alcohol abuse on the rise, many co-parents are turning to the no-nonsense system committed to providing proof, protection, and peace of mind. SoberLink's alcohol monitoring system is the most convenient, reliable, and reasonable way for a parent to provide evidence that they are not drinking during parenting time. SoberLink's real-time alerts make it easy to negotiate with any party. Judges rest assured that the child is safe. Attorneys get court-admissible evidence of sobriety, and both parents have empowerment and peace of mind. Do divorce right and trust the experts in remote alcohol monitoring technology to keep your kids safe, happy, and well-adjusted. To download the guide, 5 non-negotiables for embracing a new normal that I developed with SoberLink, visit www.soberlink.com/DRR.
Oh, let me tell you what I do all the time. Okay, a lot of podcasts, a lot of radio shows and stuff that I do have call-in questions, okay? And I always tell people, be prepared for the largest amount of questions you've ever had. Because number one, people can do it anonymously. Because if you held a talk in an auditorium on premature ejaculation, you have an audience of zero. Because everyone in the audience would go, I'm identifying myself as a premature ejaculating. But this is the perfect form, okay, to ask
absolutely
the whole thing. So here's what I tell people. So I go, 50% of the people are going to call in or be women. Are you sure? I go, and then sure enough, it happens,
absolutely.
And when a woman calls in, I turn over to my host and I whisper, I can tell you exactly what the conversation, what the question is going to be.
How do I get my guy to use it?
How do I bring this up?
Yep. How do I bring it up?
Without hurting his feelings.
Absolutely. That's my question.
Exactly. If you start and you go, you don't last long enough, you don't satisfy me, you're going to have a train wreck. So here's what I tell people.
Okay.
Start off, you say, you know, I really enjoy our lovemaking. I think we have a great sex life. But, you know, let's have a fantasy night. Let's have a 50 Shades of Grey night. I'm going to get you a riding crop and a feather duster and a blindfold. And so you come up with 6 or 7 things and you add a little promessin in there. And if he goes, what's this? You go, I don't want this night to end. It's our special night. You know what I mean?
Oh, there you go.
And here's what men love. Control. I tell women, if you get him to use it one time, you will never have to tell him again because he will use it every time for this reason. Okay. Did you ever notice how if a couple goes to dinner or you say two couples go to dinner, the guy is driving 99.99% of the
99%.
Time.
99%. Every time.
If I see a woman driving, I go, the guy's obviously got a DUI, okay? So the woman has to drive, okay? If you go over a couple's house, you go, okay, we're going to watch TV tonight or whatever. Who's got the remote? It's in the guy's hand. He will not give up the remote.
Never.
If a guy's driving somewhere and a woman goes, I'm not lost. I know exactly where I'm at. He'll drive around in a circle for an hour and a half without asking directions. Guys refuse to relinquish control. So if a guy uses it one time and his mindset changes from, I hope I can last long enough to, do I want to give her 2 or 3 prior to finishing? All of a sudden, you don't have to worry anymore about him wanting to use it. He's going to go, I'm using this because I love the feeling. Because every man wants to please his partner because it makes you feel good. It makes you feel virile and strong, and it makes you feel like you're in control of your domain, so to speak.
Right.
So I tell people that all you have to do is get the man to use it once, and then you won't ever have to give it to him again. He will use it. And
I love it.
I've had women call me and go, oh my God. Not only that, a year later, he's going, I'm so glad I found this stuff. You know what I mean? Typical guy. Okay. It's like, hey, you know, I'm in control here. I found it.
I'm so glad I found it. I love that.
I've had women tell me exactly that. You know what I mean? Like, he doesn't realize. And here's another example. Okay. I use this analogy. It's so crazy. And I used to say, if every time this happened, I had $10, then I went to 100, then I went to 1,000. I'm getting real close to have to change it to 10,000 because I've been doing this for 10 years. So I'll be somewhere and a couple will come up. Most recently, because of the pandemic, you know, I haven't been out in social situations as much. But right before the pandemic hit, we had this big barbecue, this celebration where I live. It's a brand new community. And so it was really nice. They had a band and a food truck. It was like really, really nice.
So fun.
And this couple comes up to me. They're like, hey, where do you live? Are you the guy at 82 Sun Club? I go, yeah. Oh, my God, I love your house. I built this house. I was like, oh, yeah, it's really nice, you know. And the guy goes, what do you do for a living? And I go, I'm the CEO of a small pharmaceutical company. He goes, what's the name? I go, Absorption Pharmaceuticals. I don't think I've heard of it. I go, well, I told you it's a small company. He goes, what's your main product? And I go, Promescent. He goes, what's that? And so it's a husband and wife standing there. I go, it is an FDA compliant treatment for premature ejaculation. Talk about dead silence for 10 seconds. And I swear to God, look at this guy goes, sticks his chest out. He's like, it's the last thing we need in this relationship. Use me, Ron Jeremy. Okay, no problem. Okay. So 5 minutes later, he goes over. They had this like truck with had tri-tip and turkey and roast. They were carving, you know, okay. Stuff. He goes over to get something. The wife leans over and goes, can we have some samples of that? We do.
I was gonna, yeah.
And I'm like, why is it that every guy,
why?
The first right. thing they do is they have to tell you. There was a situation where I used to be a semiconductor executive prior to retiring the first time. So about 3-4 years after taking over this company, after I retired, I went to the wedding of a friend of mine who was a semiconductor executive. So a bunch of us were sitting there and somebody goes, what's this crazy company you took over? You know, sexual wellness, whatever. I go, well, it's great. And somebody goes, what's the product? I go, well, our initial product, even though we're expanding now, is, you know, this delay spray to allow men to last longer. And there were four of us sitting around. And the one guy goes, what? What kind of bullshit is that? And the guy gets up and like leaves. Like he's all I'm like, whoa. Okay. So everyone's like, whoa, Jesus. So we didn't really talk a lot more about it and stuff. And about a week later, because I built this company from scratch, okay? I am awesome. The company. I built it. Even though we're thriving now, we have an 8,000 square foot building with, you know, employees and shipping and everything. I know every aspect of this company. I built
it.
Okay? And so I'm very anal. I watch everything, okay? So it was about a week later and I'm looking and I'm scanning orders and new customers because I always like to know what's driving traffic, podcast, that influencer, you know, a digital ad, you know, a YouTube video. It's important. You've got to know what works so you do more of it. What
Absolutely.
Doesn't so you do less
Trust
of it, right?
Me. I'm with you. I think you're going to work for me today, Jeff. I think you're actually going to get, I think this this is a good thing.
Here's the craziest thing. I look and I'm like, what? I go, no, it must be coincidence. I look. The guy that he ordered, do you know that was 6 years ago? He averages 7 to 8 orders a year.
Wait,
literally.
Wait. I have questions. How long? Okay. So you get one bottle. How long typically does one bottle last?
Okay. There's two sizes. There's a 20 spray bottle and a 60 spray bottle.
Oh my God. Okay.
The 20 spray bottle, depending upon if you're using it and you have severe PE, it'll last 4 to 5 times. Okay.
Okay.
If you're using it recreational, it'll last 20 times because a lot of recreational people use one. Okay.
Okay.
60, obviously, if you're severe PE, 15 to 20. If you're recreational, it's 60, 50 to 60.
Okay.
So it's very inexpensive. I refer to it as if you have severe PE, it's about $3 per session. You know what I mean?
Per session.
Or encounter. I can't find a good term. If you come up with a term, let me know.
I got one for
episode. You know what
episode,
I mean?
Right.
Episode. If you're, you know, recreation, it's $1 a time.
I mean,
and
it's worth every penny.
It's expensive. I go, if your intimacy and quality of your intimacy
is worth
$1, $2, $3, you're not in our customer base, okay?
Right.
You're not, just go find something else, go numb yourself up, go take an SSRI, go do whatever, okay?
Right.
We are into really making people's intimacy better, but we want to make sure our products work and they're effective, you use them correctly, and also that they have the finest ingredients and the safety of them.
Right. Well, that's another question I have for you because my kids are in college. So, you know, these college kids now, this may be another market for you. These college kids now are taking stuff because they know they're going to be drinking.
Yes.
So they're popping shit before they go out.
Yes.
And so maybe this could be a little market. I mean, you know, because they're like, they don't want, you know, can I say like Limpic, they want to be able to, you know, with their girlfriends and shit. So is it safe for college kids? I mean, is it safe?
Very safe. It's, you know, we sell, and you'll laugh, I tell you, the youngest that we know is 18.
That's what I'm saying.
Product. My son was working in our customer support area during college, you know, 20 yeah. hours a week. So he calls me one day, it was in the summer. He goes, Dad, what's our mental health policy like?
Right.
I'm like, excuse me? He goes, right. I go, why? Do you have a mental issue? He goes, I do now. And I go, why? He goes, I was processing these orders and I saw this one order and the guy said, please have it delivered to the front desk. Ask for the attention of Betty. And he goes, I had to make sure. I thought he was in a hotel. We got it there before he checked out or whatever, front desk. And he goes, I call and the guy's 95 years old. He's in an old folks home, you know, and it's delivered.
Yes.
My son was 19. He was a sophomore in college. He was traumatized. The idea that a 95-year-old person was
you understand they have so much sex and there's so much sex. That's like,
The advent of Viagra and stuff now, it's insane. People work in nursing homes go, it's crazy.
It's crazy. But they find them in closets. They find these people nuts. Yeah.
So like, I guess you're like, hey, I'm on my way out. I need one for the road. You know what I mean? Like, and hey, granted, I'm all for it.
Go for it, right?
Just don't make me think about it, okay? No, I'm like, okay? It's like, I'm sure my son, and my son laughs all the time because someone will send him a podcast, you know, and he'll go, Dad, my son and I are very close.
Welcome to my world. My kids are embarrassed. My kids are like, Mom, please.
My
son's kidding?
Traumatized. He goes, Dad, the fact that I have to listen to you wax poetic about sex is gross. You're my dad, okay? I don't want it. I didn't send it to you. He goes, yeah, but all my friends are sending me, you know, like, and I go, just block it out. Don't listen to it.
I got one better for you. My kid was on my podcast. I made him come on my podcast 2 weeks ago. My son.
That's awesome. He wouldn't go near a podcast that I was on if you paid him all the tea in China. Okay. It's like, no. Because my son laughs. We were really close. He always tells people, he goes, my dad's like a cartoon character. He goes, he's hilarious. He goes,
I love it.
Yeah. But
nice.
It's nice. It really is. I was with him all weekend. I was in Southern Cal.
Awesome.
Because I'm buying a second home in Orange County right now. Because
my brother lives there.
Get married next year and start a family and everything.
That's
so
nice.
I have to be close to him. You know, so I'll spend 55% of my time here, 45%.
Well, I'll come say hi to you when my brother lives in, that's where he lives.
In Huntington Beach?
In L.A.
In L.A.
So we'll call.
Where are you at right now?
I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Oh, okay. Oh, one of my favorite states.
Oh, really? Okay.
North Carolina has the nicest people.
Right? Aren't we so nice here? But no, I'm from Detroit, so it's not really fair.
Yeah, you're from Detroit because obviously you went to school with them.
Yeah.
Okay. So I went to this, there's a company thinking of acquiring this. Was a long time ago. They were in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Oh, sure.
They wanted me to
Triangle.
For a week of negotiations. So I'll never forget this. I check into the hotel really late at night because I had a flight. It was delayed. It was raining, you know. And so I drive to the hotel. I check in. It's about midnight. And I ask, I said, hey, is there because I work out every morning no matter what. Because it's important for me to get my mind right and set and everything. They go, we have a reciprocal. We don't have a health club here. But right across the parking lot, there's a beautiful Equinox or whatever. You know, we have okay, great. So in the morning, I come down. It's 6:45 or 7 a.m. I get out of the hotel. And as I'm walking across, I hear really loud, oh, going for your workout, Mr. Abraham. I'm like, what? Who's that? And I look at the front desk person. I'm like, how in the hell did they know that from, you know, the night before, right?
It's the South.
Then I come back. Hey, Mr. Abraham, how was your workout? I'm like, whoa, it like scares the hell out of you. I was living
I know.
I moved here, okay? Uh-huh. So you're not going to believe this. So I go to get my rental car. Oh, Mr. Abraham, how you doing? I'm like, what? Oh, remember you checked in last night? I'm like, what do these people have, like a file? You know what I mean? I go to the restaurant and I go, what's really good? You know, because I like seafood and I like chicken. Oh, you love the swordfish. Great. But I have the swordfish. I go to next night. The waiter's like, you want the swordfish with the grilled spinach again tonight? I'm like, are so friendly.
So, nice.
So after a whole week of this, okay, I'm like, oh my God, maybe I'll move here. Because I lived in LA at the time. On a Thursday morning, I start looking at the real estate section. I start driving around. This was back in 2011.
That's when I moved here.
Are you kidding?
No, I moved here in 2009. Yeah.
Yeah. This is 2011. You could buy
I know.
A 4,000 square foot brick home.
Of course.
Fairly recently constructed on a half an acre for $300,000. I swear to God. I don't know what it's like now, but that was like.
That's why we moved here.
Yeah. And my house back then was $2 million. And I'm like, wait a second. Okay. I was like, but so I was thinking about moving there and the whole thing. But after a week, you kind of get into it. Hey, how you doing? Yeah. How are you? You know, whatever.
Oh my gosh. That's how we are here.
It's very, very nice. I fly back to LAX, right? And so I'm usually one of the first people to get off a plane because I fly so often. I always get upgraded. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And that kind of stuff. Because I don't spend it, but it's all frequent flyer stuff. You know, I fly all the time. So you know how when you're like first walk out of the plane, there's a cleaning crew ready to walk on the plane. You know what I mean?
Because
they have to hurry and get it all spruced up for the next group. So here's me walking out and I see these four people standing there. I go, hey, how you doing? This is in LA. They look at me like, fuck you. You know what I mean? Like, I was like,
Stop talking to me.
I'm like, oh my God, I'm back in LA. I can't talk to anyone. I can't reach out to a stranger. Hey, how's your day going? You know what I mean? It was like, it was so insane. I had to reprogram myself. I go, oh, I can't be friendly. I can't be happy anymore. I have to have the 1,000-yard stare. Even if someone approaches me, I have to look at them like, how dare you speak to me? I don't know you. You know, I just find that North Carolina hospitality.
Yeah, it's amazing.
So nice.
They're so nice here.
It's so nice. I love it
there. I'll never forget the first time they actually, at the Harris Teeter, they bag your groceries for you. And I was like, no, no. I was like, no, no, that's okay. I got it. And they're like, no, it's not. No, this is what we do. I'm like, no, that's okay. That's really, it's okay. Because I was like, who's touching my damn groceries, right? I'm like, how much is it for that? What do you charge? And they're like, it's free.
It's free.
And then we're going to take it to your car for you. I call my mom. I'm like, Mom, they freaking take it to your car. They bag it. I mean, they're so nice. It's like really.
No, it's, I love that area.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
But it can't be that far away from my son.
No. Yeah, well, my kids are, they both left me. They're going to Syracuse. Well, my first one's at Syracuse.
Okay.
He's at the Newhouse School.
Oh, he's what?
He's at the Newhouse School. Do you know Newhouse at Syracuse?
Yes.
Yes, for broadcast journalism. So
nice. I have a couple of friends. Well, not friends, or children of my good friends that go to Syracuse, but they better be prepared for some nasty winters.
I know. I'm from Detroit, so I'm not. My kids they've never seen snow. Well, they've seen snow, yes, but we've lived here since they were five. So.
Oh, okay. So they weren't born and raised in Detroit.
No. But I was.
Oh yeah. So, I love Detroit people. I do the Sirius XM show Shade 45 with Rude Jude Angelini a lot. And he's from Detroit.
Awesome.
He's a friend of Eminem's. It's Eminem's station.
Yeah. And love.
Detroit people are no nonsense.
We don't mess
around. Direct. Here's how I feel. Unfiltered.
Yeah.
I love that.
I do too. It's good. I miss it every day.
So yeah.
Hopefully one day we'll get back there. But this has been awesome. I loved having you.
Oh, it's great.
I have to let you go. But wait a minute. Tell me before we go really quickly. So where can we find you? Where can we get Promescent? What is the best way? I mean, it's all going to be in the show notes. But I really feel like my listeners are, they're going to be running.
I tell people, no matter which product you're going to buy, no matter where you're going to buy it, and I'll give everything where we're at, and it's multiple, always start at our website,
www.promescent.com,
P-R-O-M-E-S-C-E-N-T. And the reason I say that, you'll see clinical trials. You'll see doctor testimonials. You will see instructional videos on how to use the product. We're not just about selling you one product, okay? We want you to buy the right product for the right reason. So you have to educate yourself. And the place you educate yourself is our website. You'll see Dr. Anthony Belchunas. You know, you'll see Dr. Mohit Kira with videos talking about the different products. So it's important that you go there and learn. And then if you want to buy the products, you have the option of buying them right there. We're just like Amazon, no shipping. I mean, no charge for shipping, free shipping, a full 60-day money back guarantee. There's no risk. If you don't like the product, you get a full refund. That's how confident we are in the performance of our products. We're also available on Amazon. We're available, our delay sprays, at Target, at Walmart, and at GNC. We also have our full line of products. We also have our female arousal gel. We have a female arousal gel, which
talk about that.
Yeah. Now, did we not send you samples?
No, I got nothing.
They'll be winging their way to you right after we get off this podcast. You're going to get everything.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
We have a female arousal gel because it's also important to address females, okay?
Well, yeah.
And this is an emollient, just a little dabble do you, so to speak, that you put.
That's a good pun. A little dabble do you. That's a good one.
Your clitoris, and it creates a warming sensation. So it increases blood flow, which obviously is what a woman wants, to get aroused.
Yes.
We also have a full line of lubes, silicone, water, and aloe vera lubes. And those are very warmly received. We have a full line of vibrators and toys, male masturbators, all kind of bullet vibrators, all kind of, extensive vibrators for women and toys as well. Our number one fastest growing product, the delay spray, is still the signature product, but we have a product called VitaFlux. It's a nitric oxide supplement. And I don't know if you're familiar with what that is.
No.
It's L-arginine, L-citrulline, L-carnitine, three amino acids infused with magnesium and zinc.
Oh, that's great. That sounds great.
Increases blood flow, but it has very specific sexual and non-sexual benefits. So when you increase blood flow, you decrease blood pressure. Everybody wants decreased blood pressure. When you recover from stress or workout or muscle soreness, the way that you recover is you get oxygenated rich blood into the area, which promotes recovery. This does that. Okay. So it helps you recover from workouts, from stress, from muscle soreness. Okay.
So anybody can take it.
Anyone can take it.
Okay.
And it's non-prescriptive. All our stuff is non-prescriptive. Sure, the most important facet is every vein and every artery in everyone's body has an epithelial layer that covers those veins and arteries. It's meant to keep bad things, viruses and bacteria out and allow the good things to enter, like hormones and vitamins and nutrients. Now, as when you're young, it's very supple, it's very soft, and it allows this to happen. As you age, it thins and hardens.
Yep.
When it does, it still keeps the bad stuff out, but it starts keeping good stuff out.
Great.
So it starts inhibiting hormone absorption. Right. So for men, you get a little more body fat. You have a little less lean muscle tissue. You don't have the same quality of erection, the same libido. For women, you get a little more body fat. You get a little less muscle tissue. And your libido goes down. More importantly, women, when they have low levels of hormones, they tend to lose natural lubrication in their late 30s, early 40s, especially, you know, when they go through the change and everything. So when you, this softens up the epithelial layer. So we have women that for that reason alone go, oh my God, I had to use tons of outside lubrication. And even though there's outside lubrication available, when a woman doesn't lubricate, there's almost a subconscious thing her man feels, I'm not turning her on.
Oh, I never thought about that.
And it has nothing to do with that. It's a physiological change due to lack of hormones. So we have women that lose their minds. They're like, oh my God, I'm lubricating like I was 20 years ago now. And that's so important to me because it's just very, it's a turn on to my partner to know that I'm lubricating naturally.
Right.
Because there, even if you know from a academic standpoint, oh, it's a physiological thing when you go, it oh my God, my woman's bone dry or, you know, I got to go get
screws with your brain.
With your brain. So that product is phenomenal. And
okay,
it,
ladies, did you hear that? Yeah, this is really important.
VitaFlux. The name of that one's VitaFlux.
And there's VitaFlux.
VitaFlux for men and women. It's all kind of clinical trials. There's all kind of, you know, studies and testimonials. It is a phenomenal product.
Okay, so, everybody needs to just go to your website and do some research first. Go to the website.
PROMESCENT, promescent.com. Educate yourself. You can go anywhere and get it online. You can go to Amazon. You can buy it from us. But what I want you to do is buy it for the right reasons. I want you to read and do your research. And I want you to go, I think this can help me. And then if it doesn't, I want to make sure that I make it good so that there's no risk to you. I'm very confident because we have about an 80 to 85% satisfaction rate.
Wow. And Jeff, also one more thing too. If you do get it off the website, they send it to your house and it's
very discreet.
Yeah, discreet. That's what I'm looking for. Thank you.
It's a bubble wrap, you know, complete envelope. And on the left-hand corner, it says APLLC.
Yep.
That's the entire return address.
So everyone can get it and no one has to know.
No one wants to go. Your kids go, hey, mom, your VitaFlux came today. Oh, you're not lubricating. You know what I mean? Your sex drive a little low. Or, hey, dad, or your roommates. You know what I mean? Like that kind of stuff. So it's completely, you know, anonymous. All it says is little thing, AP, you know, LLC.
It's great.
You know, we're very, very, very happy. We've been growing substantively, year over year now. And we now have morphed from a PE spray company, a delay spray company, into a sexual wellness brand. And that's really been gratifying. You know, it's been great for us.
Congratulations.
Very happy with it. But it's through vehicles like this, because if all we do is run a banner ad, people go, oh, another one of those companies, it must be another one of those delay spray companies that numbs you out. In a banner ad, I can't explain the eutectic formulation. We can't explain the differentiation. We can't say, go to the site, look at the testimonials, look at, you know, this is the vehicle that really helps us. Somebody who has an audience who believes in them and says, this person has done their homework and they don't bring anyone on here unless they know that they're legitimate.
That's the truth. I have to tell you, you're the first person I've ever had on. You know, I did my research and I was skeptical at first. I'm like, nope, I'm not going to do it. My listeners. But then I thought to myself and I was talking to your assistant. Is it your assistant?
Yes.
Lisa, right? And we were talking and I'm like, you know what? I think my listeners are going to flip out for this.
Oh, it's
like flip out. I mean,
I can tell you this right now. Expect as much, if not more, feedback than you've had on anything you've ever done. This is a huge topic that people want to hear about, but unfortunately, do you know how difficult it is? All our Facebook ads get turned down, all our Instagram, because it's a sexual nature.
Yes, this country, I didn't think about that.
It's so Puritan and so backward-ass when it comes to that. Yep. Sex is life, okay? We need to be able to talk about these things. These are real issues that people face, and it has a lot to do with people's self-esteem and happiness, okay? So it's this kind of vehicle where we can have this frank conversation and talk to people and have them feel comfortable and say, whoa, I do want to have, you know, research. Every time I get one of these emails, on one hand, I'm happy. On another hand, I'm really sad. We'll get emails and text messages. Oh my God, I was asexual. I stopped having sex. I just didn't want the disappointment and shame. I heard you on this podcast. I heard you on this and I wanted to give it a try. Oh my God, I didn't realize that I could be vital again. And on one hand, it's invigorating. On the other hand, I go, we reach one out of every 10,000 people that need help. You know what I mean? Because we're not Pfizer. We don't have a $500 million advertising budget. We're 499.5 million short of that 500 million, you know? So it's vehicles like this where we connect with people. It's really important. And I also tell people, you can look me up on Instagram or Twitter, and it's JeffAbraham111.
Okay.
Direct message me, ask me any question.
Oh, that's so nice,
whatsoever.
Jeff.
No, absolutely.
That's really nice. Thank you for that.
You know, I retired once. I came out of retirement to run this company. So this isn't about money for me. I already had enough that I could live the rest of my life comfortably. Ron Gilbert was my very good friend. He was murdered in a case of mistaken identity, if you can believe that. Someone who had a prostate surgery 23 years prior decided he was going to kill the doctor that did the surgery, got the name wrong, and killed the wrong guy. This is Ron's company. That's why I always say early on, this is his company. He's the genius. God. I did this to give him a legacy so that he could have a legacy of something other than
that's
the doctor.
That's horrible, shop. Jeff.
Crazy. It's the most senseless, idiotic thing you could ever imagine.
Oh my God,
And, you know, his wife and his sons are still major shareholders in the company.
Oh, that's nice.
And he had a mission. And I feel like I'm the steward to take this thing to the next level. So this is a labor of love for me. This isn't about money. It's not about ego. It's about taking
helping people too.
His mission. He was a doctor. He loved helping people. And that's why we're different. Okay. We're not here to just generate revenue. You know what I mean? And bottom line, this is a privately held company that we don't have to report to, you know, the public and I tell people that we are going to do things his way because this is his company.
That's nice.
And it honors him. And he was based in science and medicine and knowledge. And that's why we're different.
Yeah. I'm glad you were here today. And I'm glad that I made the decision to have you.
And any emails or direct message you get, if you go, I'm not sure about that, forward them to me.
Yeah, I won't be. I absolutely will. Jeff, thank you for being here. I appreciate you.
My pleasure. Thank you.
It's fabulous. Everything will be in the show notes, you guys. Everything will be in the show notes. It's Jeff Abraham from Promescent is the product. Once again, I'm just saying it one more time. Listeners, do me a favor. Go on the website, check this out, and you know what? Just give it a shot. I'm going to get some samples and I'm going to try it.
No risk. Yours are on the way as soon as we're done here.
Oh, I'm so excited. Yay.
Why doesn't she have samples? Yeah.
My boyfriend's in for a treat. Let me just put it that way.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm excited. Anyway, so everybody, you know where to find me, jenniferhurwitz.com. This has been such an awesome episode. I don't ever want to go, but Jeff, thank you so much. And everybody, you know what to do.
And I thank you. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Thank you. Get out there. Do something awesome for yourself today. I don't know what it is. Go have sex. Everybody go have sex with your partner. Do something fabulous and fun in the bedroom. And you know where to find me. But peace, love, and truth, y'all. Be good. Thanks. Hey. Thanks for listening to Doing Relationships Right. Don't forget, if you love the show, subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcast episodes. And grab my books, One Happy Divorce and Woulda, Coulda, Shoulda, on Amazon, Target.com, or my website, jenniferhurwitz.com. As usual, thanks for listening and see you next week. Peace, love, and truth.